This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. In today's passage, Genesis chapters 32 through 36, we find the characteristics of a genuine encounter with God, pain and promise. Stay tuned for practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
You know, a lot of strange and sometimes exciting things can happen to you when you're traveling. Recently, I was traveling in the Middle East and had a rather frightening experience. Virginia and I were in a taxi on our way back to our room after an evening of ministry. The taxi driver began to act in a strange and mysterious way. As we sped through the city, I began to wonder if he was a terrorist who was going to kidnap us and hold us for ransom. My mind raced 1,000 miles an hour. He's going to take us to a deserted place and capture us, I thought. How do we get out of this? Can I overpower him? And sure enough, at that moment, he went by the turn to our place of residence, and a few blocks down the road, he turned the taxi into a dark, deserted olive grove. This is it, I thought. But he kept driving. Came to the other side of the grove, turned into the road that led to our place, parked the taxi in front of our front door, smiled, and wished us a good evening. Virginia and I were both glad it wasn't any more exciting than that. Now, in Genesis 32, we find Jacob traveling back home, and he has an experience that is more than just exciting. It is literally life-changing. If you're reading along with us through the Bible, you know the setting. He is met by a host of angels. Then he receives word that his brother Esau is heading his way with 400 men, and he assumes he's in for a battle, which causes him great fear and distress. But the most amazing thing of all happened when he was alone at night. He had a wrestling match with an angel, and he saw God face to face, and his life was preserved. And in that encounter with God, his life was changed for all time. No longer would he be Jacob, the con man, the liar, the thief. But from that time onward, he would be Israel, a prince who had power with God. But note something very significant. He does not begin to beat his chest and flex his muscles and announce to one and all that he had wrestled with God and prevailed. No, in deep humility and wonder, he says, "In this place I saw God face to face, and my life was preserved." Immediately, he begins to show the marks of a new life. He is a different person. Today, you may be facing a similar encounter with God. It may have come through a sickness, a heartache, the loss of a job, or some other difficult circumstance, and it hurts. But in the very encounters we resist because of their pain are the ones that God can lead us to a changed life and a deeper fellowship with Him. Let me encourage you to submit to the Lord and let Him have His way in your life today. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you've been challenged by this broadcast, we'd like to send you The Navigator's Daily Walk, a free Bible reading guide that will keep you in step with these programs. Every broadcast will coincide with your daily reading, Monday through Saturday. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a young man who missed a great opportunity to keep his mouth closed, on Daily Discipleship.